Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks for it, he distributed it to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, and they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who was to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to a mountain by himself. Heals people. children didn't cry. The old people didn't shift around to make their arthritis feel better. They sat still and listened to the word of God through this amazing man. And he healed them and he touched them and he loved them all day, hours perhaps. And then the sun began to kind of go down. His disciples came to him and they said, "Jesus, the sun is going down. There's nothing for these people to eat. There's no water. You would be doing them a service if you would send them home." And I think Jesus must have said, "It's never a service to send people away. That's not the service I came for." He said, "If the people are hungry, you should feed them." It's one of those things he said that they never understood. If the people are hungry, feed them. And mumbled. Philip said, "Feed them. Feed them. 3,000 people. Feed them. We couldn't make that much money in 6 months. We couldn't catch that much fish. We cannot feed them." And Jesus said, "Yes, you can. You can. Feed them." They gathered around and talked among themselves, no doubt. Perhaps it was John, the beloved disciple, who said, "If Jesus says we can do it, we can do it." Out of the crowd, someone came. It was a boy, a small boy, a boy no bigger than these boys. Not a man who perhaps had a knapsack full. Not a man who perhaps had left his crops and had a pocket full of grain. Not a woman who had heard that Jesus was coming and packed a lunch for her family. Not a grandmother who always carried a pastry with her in case her grandchildren got hungry. No, it was a boy, a little boy, a boy full of faith. And that little boy had 5 loaves of bread, but probably no bigger than your hand. This is what a loaf would be. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Whales, brim, some fish, the Bible doesn't say. But maybe no bigger than this. 5 loaves, 2 fishes, 20,000 people. Impossible. Impossible. It's what you say when you sit in this amazingly beautiful church and say, "You know, our community is now half Arab, and the rest of it is some other denomination. We can't build this church anymore." It's what happens when you say people just don't go to church the way they used to. It's what you say when you say maybe we need to close off part of the church so our electric bill is not so large. But someone always says, "Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Because Jesus said we can." So here's what Jesus did. He took the loaves, he took the fishes, and he blessed them. He broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples, and they each took half a loaf. And they started off among the people, probably grumbling as they went. "Okay," they thought, "I'll get 2 people with this little loaf of bread." So it was probably Andrew who started on this side. And he had half of a loaf of bread. And these people all looked young and healthy, and they could do without quite so much. And so he passed out half of a loaf, and then he pissed off some more, and then a little more, and a little more, and there was a young family with a baby. My goodness, they certainly needed bread, and he gave them as much as he thought that he could share. And then he looked at his hand, and John was standing here, and John looked at his loaf, and he began to pass it out, and he passed it out to a lovely couple who needed some bread so that they could do their work in this church. And he passed it out to some ladies who were probably always here every time the door was open, cooking and cleaning and helping. And John looked at his hand. He had given out as many pinches of bread as he could, as long as he thought he could stand it, and as big as he thought he could share. And when he looked back at his hand, he said, "Half a loaf." And he called to Matthew. Matthew had made a whole row to lose. He saw Judas. Judas went to the top of the hill so that no one could see him take pinches of bread for himself. He called out, "Judas, how much bread?" Half a loaf. 100 people. 1,000 people. 1,500 people. 20,000 people. And when every disciple looked at their hand, you know how much they had left? Half a loaf. Half a loaf, and half a loaf, and half a loaf. You know how much it takes to make a hole? You know how many halves it takes to make a hole? It depends on who blesses your bread. Maybe you woke up this morning and you looked in the mirror and you said, "What I have here is half a loaf. I'm 85 years old. I haven't much time left. I have half a loaf." Maybe you woke up this morning and you looked at yourself and you said, "I have let myself go. I have got to lose 20 pounds. Half a loaf." Maybe your wife has left you. Maybe your children do not speak to you. Maybe someone you love has a drug problem that has its barbs in them and will not let go. Half a loaf. Perhaps your children don't obey you. Perhaps your parents do not love you. Maybe you can't pay your mortgage. Maybe you're getting ready to foreclose on your home. You're losing your job. You don't like yourself. Nobody else likes you. You don't have an education. You want half a loaf. Half a loaf is enough when Jesus blesses your bread. When I was 47, my husband passed away very suddenly. My children were 14 and 18. And after I paid the bill at the funeral home, and I paid for the cemetery plot, and I paid for the stone, my checkbook had in it $127. No insurance. I lived in a home that belonged to my in-laws. I didn't even think I had a half a loaf. But you know what? Half a loaf is enough to sustain you today. Half a loaf is enough to share with your children. Half a loaf will get you through today. And you know what Jesus said about today? He said today has enough problems of its own. Let tomorrow solve its own problems. If God takes care of the birds, and God takes care of the coyotes, and God takes care of the unloved animals in the world, God will take care of you. Ask yourself today what you have. And if it's half a loaf is enough. Be thankful for it before you eat it. Pinch off a piece and share it. Add some gravy if you have it. Put on a little bit of peanut butter if it's still in the cabinet. But people, half a loaf of bread is enough when Jesus blesses your bread.